It's the morning show. I'm Shereen Seward in for Kate Archer Kent. The Wisconsin Badgers football team enters the 2022 season this weekend with the hopes of winning their first Big Ten West title since 2019. Wisconsin football comes into the season ranked as the number 18 team in the AP preseason poll. Do they have what it takes to go all the way? Join in this discussion on the season ahead and Wisconsin Badger athletics in general. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Chris McIntosh is athletic director for UW-Madison. Chris, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks, Shereen. It's great to be here.
USC and UCLA in Los Angeles are joining the big conference in 2024. What do the moves mean for UW-Madison?
Well, I think it's a good position for UW-Madison and certainly the Big Ten. It's indicative of a changing landscape across college athletics. It would have been impossible a short time ago to envision an opportunity like the one that we were presented with. Two great schools academically and athletically, a lot of history and tradition. But I think, it marks a turning of the times for college athletics. And it's a great opportunity for our conference and in turn for UW-Madison. I think it's a great opportunity for our student athletes. They're excited about it. Two great schools to compete against. But the ripple effects of that decision across college athletics, I think, are yet to be felt in its entirety.
The moves add two West Coast schools to a conference that is otherwise based out of the Midwest and the Northeast. Do you see geography mattering for conferences at all anymore? It used to. What about now?
Well, your point raises a good one. I think it used to be very important, and that's where conferences were largely born out of. I think I'd go back to this idea that the landscape of college athletics is just being redefined right now. And so, the Big Ten as a coast-to-coast conference positions it in a strong way, for sure. It does come with challenges, obviously, geographically and logistically, operationally, there are challenges. And I think we're working through those now at the conference level in terms of trying to schedule in a more intelligent way and coordinate in a more intelligent way. But I think, as a regional conference, I think, those days are past now and we're seeing a lot of dominoes falling.
One of the challenges involved must be the travel time. The NCAA limits students to a maximum of 20 hours per week of athletic activities, and that rule excludes travel time. What's the risk of more travel time affecting students' academic life, especially, it takes a few hours to fly from Madison to Los Angeles, for example?
It does. I mean, I think that is a challenge. I think, one of the aspects of the student athlete experience that's overlooked, though, in this part of the conversation is the fact that, for many of our athletes, if you take, for example, our women's softball team, just in terms of our climate here in Madison, Wisconsin, and the idea of playing a spring sport, in this example, softball in April per se, that team, by way of example, has a lot of time on the road right now. They need to seek warmer weather and a more friendly climate to play softball. And so they're spending a lot of time in a normal year in areas like Arizona. And so I think there's a way for us to direct that what's already existed towards a conference opponent or a conference colleague in SC or UCLA. And so some of those things will align naturally.
We're talking about UW Athletics with Chris McIntosh. He's athletic director at UW-Madison. We have a caller. It is Dino from Wausau. Welcome, Dino.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call. Thanks for doing this, Director McIntosh. So I was hoping I could talk about Title X and how we elevate female athletes for a second. So our family are women's hockey super fans. And to use an example from that, Daryl Watts is the number two all-time point scorer in the NCAA. And she won a national title for us. She won a Patty Kazmaier Award. And by any objective measure, she's a once in a generational talent. And I'm wondering what an athletic director can do to elevate these women to ensure that they get the recognition that they deserve.
Thanks, Dino. Chris, what do you think about that? I mean, could you do more? Could the university do more to ensure that these women who are outstanding athletes get a little bit more recognition for what they're doing?
Yeah, Dino, it's a great question. This is we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Title IX this year, and I think it speaks to for us here at the University of Wisconsin a commitment to broad-based opportunity. We have 23 varsity programs, and what you're referring to is, I think, an extension of that. How do we showcase the amazing accomplishments of some of the most talented young people, in this case young women, within our program? And this comes up in a variety of ways through more than a few of our programs. Women's hockey is a great example. There's been a lot of talk about women's volleyball, and Coach Sheffield has been very vocal recently about media coverage of our women's volleyball program, and as a way to showcase these examples of just first class, best in class representatives of a university like ours. And so I think we continue to push forward and to try to through our media partnerships with the Big Ten, try to find ways to showcase those competitions, but also those stories. It's been one of the ways that the Big Ten Network has played a role. We're fortunate in that our conference has its own TV network and can share stories that exist, in this case, off the ice, and profile our student athletes, in this case, women. But I think, the celebration that we've been enjoying over the last year has been more than a celebration. It's called attention to the fact that we need to continue to push. We need to continue to advance at this time when college athletics is redefining itself. We need to continue to advocate for broad-based opportunity so that, in our case, 800 student athletes can, pursue their athletic passions and dreams, but also at the same time obtain a degree from a world-class institution like ours.
Big Ten this month signed a new 7-year contract with TV networks Fox, CBS, and NBC. This deal essentially cuts out ABC and ESPN, which previously aired the games. Is this a good decision? And what will it mean for your programs?
Well, I think it'll mean a few things. To the point we're just discussing that Dino brought up, I think it will bring with it the opportunity to showcase additional sports, Olympic sports, in a way that we haven't been able to. Technology through media has advanced, and part of our new media partnership will allow for more inventory availability and therefore more coverage of stories like the ones we're talking about right now. But in a more general sense, we're really excited about our new media partners. It will obviously provide a spotlight for our student athletes to showcase their abilities, both, within competition and outside of. It goes without saying, it'll provide resources that we can then in turn use to support our mission, support our student athletes, and also, build some significant capital projects around campus. And so not to mention support, an academic award incentive that we're now able to provide, which allows us to provide a financial incentive for academic achievement. That comes at a price tag of, as it ramps up, almost $4 million a year.
I'm curious about your use of social media like YouTube and others to promote sports. How does that play into your strategy when you are working to gain recognition for all of your athletic programs?
Well, I think, internally here within our own staff, it's interesting to you know, pause and look back on just the emergence of how media is used to promote our program. It wasn't long ago that, you know, video here within our program was limited to, you know, use of practice and game footage for our sports. And now video is probably our most effective content producing marketing tool for our program to showcase our, not only our sport programs, but our student athletes and the, and their experience here on campus. You know, we've used a program called The Camp to highlight kind of personal interest stories, but also our football camp here throughout the month of August. It's been very well received. And, you know, that's something that just a few years ago we couldn't have imagined.
Do you think, too, that that adding those new teams to the Big Ten will wind up with, you know, give kind of a boost to the overall program exposure-wise?
I think it will. You know, I clearly, you know, USC and UCLA, you know, reside in an enormous media market. You know, there are a high concentration of Big Ten alums in the LA market, much less Wisconsin alums. I think that's a great opportunity for our fans it's a more convenient opportunity for them to get exposure to the conference and to Wisconsin. And, you know, I think, you know, just the nature or stature of those two programs creates the opportunity for big, memorable moments, competitions, you know, travel for our teams, you know, for our team to go to out and play UCLA in the Rose Bowl. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a big opportunity. I can just speak from my own experience as a student athlete to be able to set foot in that historic arena, or stadium rather, and play a game is something that can't be minimized.
We will talk about the upcoming Badger football season in just a moment, I promise. Chris McIntosh is athletic director for UW-Madison. You can join in too. 800-642-1234. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seward. It's been over a year since UW-Madison named a new athletic director. Many people are eagerly anticipating the start of a new Wisconsin Badger football season, which kicks off this weekend. Join in this discussion on expectations for the team and the leadership challenges involved. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Chris McIntosh is athletic director for UW-Madison. He stays with us. Badger football opens this Saturday in Camp Randall against Illinois State. Chris, the American Football Coaches Association ranks Wisconsin 20th in the nation. AP poll puts the Badgers at number 18. What are you most excited about?
Well, I think I'm most excited about, you know, our team taking the field and playing in front of, you know, a full house of Badger fans. You know, it's as we round out the last week of camp last week and now this week, game week, and focus on our opponent, Illinois State, you know, to be able to run into Camp Randall and to hear the support of the best fans in the country, it's a reward, and it's part of what it's part of, you know, playing on a big program like ours. You know, when our team takes the field this year, Camp Randall will look a little different. South End Zone Project will make its debut. The field will have a different name attached to it, Barry Alvarez Field at Camp Randall. And so those will mark, you know, significant changes, but I think, you know, one of the things that hasn't changed and I don't expect to anytime soon will be, you know, the support of our fans and the approach that our team takes, our players in particular, to, you know, matching up against an opponent.
There is a sort of magic at Camp Randall, isn't there? I mean, when you when you're there and you're in the middle of it, it's just a it's a different feeling than going to just about any other stadium. And I have to wonder how your players react to the home field and in the feeling of that the fan base and hearing them. How fired up do they get when they run out onto that field?
Yeah, I mean, you raise a great point. It's, I mean, it's a complete emotional reaction when you, you know, wear our uniform, put your helmet on and run out of that tunnel, and you're greeted by, you know, almost 80,000 people that are just the best in college football. And the venue itself is special, and the history, it's, you know, Camp Randall is over 100 years old. And there's so many memories and moments here, but you know, all those things are made up by the people that were here. And Camp Randall is a great venue, but it's the fans that fill it that make it special, and it's the players that take the field that make it special. And I think it, you know, if you talk to any of our players, present or in the past, they'll tell you just how emotional it is to run out of that tunnel in Camp Randall.
We're talking about UW athletics with Chris McIntosh, athletic director at UW-Madison. Chris, what are you hearing about how the team is coming together? Are things clicking? What do you expect to see this season?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'll leave the specifics to Coach Chris, but I would tell you this. I've had a chance to watch a number of practices and be around this team and these kids, and I'm as excited as anybody is about this season. I think we've got an incredible group of young men on this team. There's a lot of talent all around this program right now. And it'll come in the form of, you know, some names and faces that our fans will be very familiar with. And maybe, you know, what's even more exciting is, you know, some of the new faces and the new names that our fans will get to know. And so, I would tell you, this particular team, just from my viewpoint, has as much or more talented as much or more talented as just about any team we've ever had. But you know, football is a funny game in that it takes more than talent to win the game, and I think, you know, chemistry and teamwork and you know, playing smart are kind of been, you know, just kind of foundational principles of our program. And I look forward to our current team and our current kids upholding those.
The Board of Regents capital budget request for the next legislative session includes plans to demolish the Camp Randall Sports Center and replace it with a nearly $300 million new indoor football practice area. Why does Badger football want this new training facility? Why does it matter?
Well, that's a great question. I think, you know, first and foremost, it's important to clarify, this is a program, this is a project that will serve more than just Badger football. And so it is an indoor practice facility, and it will house a football field, much in the same way that our current structure does in the McLean Center. But, you know, consistent with that, you know, we use the McLean Center for a variety of sports in addition to football. And so it's an important program. This is an important project for all of our programs. It's a big one. It's, you know, might be unprecedented in its stature. But, you know, right now, the Shell building, which is adjacent to Camp Randall, is in its last years. The McLean Center, which was built in the 80s, consists of an 80-yard field. And we've just found ourselves in the bottom three or four programs within the Big Ten in terms of modern day indoor practice facilities. And it's become just a glaring need that we need to address.
You have plenty of experience in athletics, but you became athletic director for UW-Madison just over a year ago, July 2021. What's it been like? What has been perhaps an unexpected challenge of the job?
Well, you know, it's been a great year. We've had a lot of successes over the last year. I think, you know, one aspect of the last year that would have been impossible to anticipate is just the pace of change in college athletics. From a Supreme Court decision last June in the Alston case, permissibility of name, image, and likeness last July, conference realignment across the country, all kinds of issues, down to it, change in leadership at our own university, from Chancellor Blank to now Chancellor Mnookin. So I think it would have been impossible to have predicted just how much change would have taken place over the course of a year, and we anticipate will continue to. That has brought with it, great opportunity. I'm really proud of our staff and of our student athletes to be able to try to seize some of that opportunity. One of the kind of core beliefs we've had here for a long, long time, this foundational principle under Coach Alvarez as a coach and then as athletic director, is to embrace change. And I think we've done a good job of doing that in a way that's consistent with, the Wisconsin way, doing it with a high degree of integrity. And that I expect will continue, but would have been impossible to have predicted.
Just very briefly, in the last 20 seconds we have left, what is the new definition of college athletics going to be? You talk a little bit about how it's changed. What is that new definition to you?
Well, I'll answer your question this way. What has to be part of the definition is education and broad-based opportunity. And so, we are advocating that education not be lost in the conversation about college athletics, nor can opportunity for us over 800 young, talented student athletes.
Chris, thank you so much for joining us and sharing this with us today. Best of luck to you.
Thanks, Shereen.
Chris McIntosh, the athletic director for UW-Madison. I'm Shereen Seewert. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. Thank you.